I think it's been really well kept, the secret. Like, we booked them, the Foo Fighters. Hang on a minute, when was it? Quite early. It was one of our first bookings, which is just, you know, obviously amazing for us. I mean, they are the band that, like, I guess coming, everyone knew that they were going to be in Britain this summer and doing these Wembley gigs, and there was a lot of, like, you know, heat around it. Who's going to get them? And we were so delighted that they came, that they're coming to Glastonbury. It means enormous amounts to us. They haven't been since 1998, and so having them back is great. And they're just such an incredible live force, and they are just amazing at kind of moving a whole field into something else, you know, taking them somewhere else. And I think it'll be something really special. We don't deal with the band direct, so but I think they're, you know, the feeling is that it's been a long time coming, and you know, we've been really hoping that they'll come and headline, and they were really up for it. So no, we're all really happy about it. That's enough for now. That's a big one. We've kept it secret for a long time, but the rest of the bill will be unveiled in spring. The spring. Well, we've given you Lionel as well, obviously. So you know, you've got a few. There are a few other rumours that are kind of in heavier circulation than others, although I think pretty much everyone has been rumoured to headline. It's always amazing, the William Hill story, which keeps coming up, because you kind of think, like, who's feeding all these rumours? You know, it's pretty much everyone is rumoured to headline. So yeah, somewhere on that list there are people that may be appearing. I'd love to have Florence. I love Florence, and also it'd be great to have her on the Pyramid stage. She's never played on the Pyramid before. I think she could headline, definitely. But I think she could headline. I don't know what she's doing this summer, but I think she could headline. She's big enough, for sure. What we tried to do is kind of create headliners as well as have the old kind of classics. It's really important that, I think, in a kind of world of shelf lives being quite, you know, like on the radio and things, like they don't play many records for very long. It's quite hard to kind of keep a band going in the way that it used to be. So we try and kind of nurture those bands and get them through, work them all the way up to the Pyramid stage.